This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As an administrative note, tomorrow will be a best of. Tomorrow I'm filming on the documentary, the Heart Life Heart Attack documentary, and getting all of the players together at any one time, since we're not able to stick to a schedule, is sort of like herding cats. You know, when you're dealing with, you know, intensive care nurses and government officials and doctors, and getting them all in the right place at the same time is tough. So tomorrow's one of those days when I've actually pulled it off. And, of course, it happens when I need to be doing the show. So we'll be doing the best of tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we will also have more best ofs. Although tomorrow, from 3 to 7 p.m., if you want to catch me at 106.3 WORD, you can catch me there in Greenville, South Carolina. In an interview with Britain's BBC, President Obama said that Americans having guns and observing their Second Amendment right is far worse than Muslim terrorism. This all coming in on the news that the mastermind behind the Paris attacks has been killed. The French said they were going to be ruthless. They are sticking to their guns on this one. Good for them. Good for them. They need to issue out all the SIG 2022s that they have there. Let all of the Paris cops be armed. No more of this nonsense. Cops are there to stop things that regular people can't stop. That's what they're there for. They're not there to be run up so that somebody can shoot them easier. In the interview, Obama lamented that he's not been able to put an end to the Second Amendment and noted that Americans are worse than terrorists. I may be paraphrasing, so let's use his words verbatim. If you look at the number of Americans killed since 9/11 by terrorism, it's less than 100. If you look at the number that have been killed by gun violence, it's in the tens of thousands. In the lead-up to the statement, Obama mentioned mass killings with guns, but did not mention mass killings or attempted mass killings in which those holding the guns were jihadists. He said the United States is the one advanced nation on the earth where we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws. But it is not that America doesn't have gun control. It's that Americans increasingly see that gun control does not stop criminals from acting. This is why Russia is looking at the gun culture and saying this is a good idea. Panama, Brazil, there are countries out there that are being overrun that are clamoring for their gun rights. There are other nations like Britain where 0.00002% want to see the handgun ban lifted that are just going to be happy in their own demise. He doesn't point out a few things. Of course, there's certain things that Obama can't point out. First of all, he can't point out that, you know, I don't know where he gets the number of 100, less than 100. Is he talking worldwide or in the United States? I don't know. He's not talking worldwide. ISIS does more than that on a weekend. Chicago does nearly that much on a weekend, though, and that's where the problem comes in. He's not talking about the inner-city gangs, where, unfortunately, you know, if we're going to lay a label on something, okay, fine. Half of the killers in the United States today are young black men. Half of the victims are young black men. Gang violence. From hometown. From your hometown, Barack. You sit there. And you and I were the same age, so yeah, I can call you by your first name. Or your middle name, or your last name, or whatever, because I'm an American citizen. You know, you're not royalty. You are an elected official. It isn't merely gun owners doing all the killing, as Obama frames this point. He thinks we're worse than terrorists here in these United States. And that's the new thing they're running now. There's been more people killed by quote-unquote gun violence than by terrorists. Hence, let's let in all the refugees that want to come here to the United States. Let's be like Europe. Very soon, Europe is not going to be Europe. It's going to be an Islamic state. And you can call it a caliphate. You can call it an Islamic state. You can call it Middle East, you know, Middle East West, whatever you want to call it. But it's being taken over. It's being overrun. Europe is a docile region. They consider themselves far too superior and far too advanced to do things like procreate, self-defense, that kind of thing. So they're a dying off breed. And it doesn't matter which one it is, Portuguese, Spanish, French, British, it doesn't matter. The Islamics, on the other hand, these guys have multiple wives in the prime of their lives. They're procreating at an outrageous rate. And they're coming in, and they're coming in, to begin with, and they're in it for the long game. And once again, let's ask this question. Not every part of the Middle East right now is consumed by ISIS. There are Islamic parts of the Middle East that are relatively, you know, compared to Syria right now, peaceful. Why aren't the refugees going there where they could easily assimilate into the culture? Because it's there. I know the Syrians are thought to be savages and this, that, and the other, but I mean, they have more in common with somebody from Jordan than they do from somebody from Germany. And the biggest reason for that, ladies and gentlemen, is because going to the Middle East does not spread Islam. Going to Europe spreads Islam. They want Islam to be everywhere. And wherever there is Islam, then they want there to be the Sharia. And if there is going to, in order to get the Sharia, they're willing to press jihad. And in order to, you know, part of pressing jihad is killing innocent people. Shooting them in the street, cutting their heads off while they're on their knees, all that stuff. In order to have Islam, have the Sharia, you have to have jihad. And all of the clerics, all of the holy men of Islam, that, by the way, we're worse than, according to our president, they think it's perfectly okay for there to be jihad wherever Islam is, because there is a need for the Sharia. It, in their words, is a superior way of life. It is a more pure way of life. You know, think what you want to think about it. I don't agree with it at all. Ladies, if you think you don't have equal rights now, existing in a Sharia society, well, we have to look at your eyes through a panel of like mesh. That's the most exposed you can be in the street. And if you expose more than that, well, they'll just kill you. Even being a Muslim, being a member of Islam is not a shield from that kind of barbaric doctrine. Nobody here can take it. I'm not going to volunteer for it. If this makes me, I don't know, bigoted, non-compassionate, if this makes me a racist, however you feel like you have to label me for this, I'm saying no. I'm saying no. We'll see where it goes. Coming up on the first break, New York Daily News does it again. They tabloid it all over themselves. Pretty funny stuff. We're going to talk about it when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. If you're taking my advice, you need the training ammo. Go! Anyway. Coming from the New York Daily News, which most of us never see. But they are, they consider themselves New York's hometown newspaper. And they are as anti-gun as anybody can get. At the D.C. Navy Yard shooting, they had the AR-15 connection up before it was ever established at all. And, of course, that proved to be true. And they shut up for a little while, but not really. I mean, they just pull back and regroup. On yesterday's edition, on the cover, the headline reads, over 2,000 suspects on terror watch list have legally bought firearms in the U.S. because gun nuts are blocking law that would end this madness. Then they have NRA Sick Jihad, the obligatory AR-15 rifle, and then a ISIS flag with the NRA seal dead center of it, a rendition making the NRA worse than ISIS. Their Daily News reporters Cameron Joseph and Larry McShane apparently soiled themselves more than once while creating this little lead to go into. They write that the NRA and their gun-loving Republican cohorts are refusing once more to stop terrorists intent on getting armed in the USA. That sounds sort of like a Miley Cyrus song, doesn't it? A legal loophole allows suspected terrorists on the government's no-fly list to legally buy guns. But a bill to fix that will likely wither on the vine. The Federal Denying Firearms and Explosives to Dangerous Terrorists Act, even in the wake of last week's terrorist killing of 129 people in Paris, remains a long shot due to its rabid pro-gun opponents. Bill co-sponsor Representative Peter King, Republican from Long Island, said anything which they feel restricts the use or the ability to retain a gun, they're opposed to it. Sort of a knee-jerk reaction, the National Rifle Association is strongly opposed to it, and the fact that we've only a handful of Republican co-sponsors. Here's the thing about the terror watch list, and they're making out like everybody on the terror watch list is a terrorist. That is not the fact. It has never been the fact. First of all, you can get on the terror watch list without ever knowing it. If you're out there and you have one of these crazy, rabid, mad, Facebook pages constantly, you can end up on the terror watch list. You can be identified and put on it, and you don't know it. You're watched. I don't know to what degree, but you're certainly watched. But, I mean, you know, Teddy Kennedy was on the no-fly list 5 different times. Senator Theodore Kennedy, that one, yeah. Bob Owens at Bearing Arms has been on the terror watch list. This is coming, you know, all of this happens. We have an administration right now in place that has weaponized the IRS to go after conservatives. They've weaponized the VA to let veterans die. You've had the Secret Service wanting to gather dirt on people like Jason Chaffetz, which means they would gather it on anybody. These crazed anti-gun lefties going along with President Barack Obama's. This is the new thing. More people have been killed in the United States than by terrorists all over the world. We're now taking, there may be guns in common, and that's the only thing. This is truly a fruit comparison. This is apples compared to kumquats. At the Daily News, they want all of the 5 million members of the NRA to be declared as and treated as terrorists, and have blatantly called for that recently as a month ago, which they don't even know what they're saying when they say that. None of these people know what they're saying. When they get out there and they blast a number, or when they blast an organization without looking at the number, they don't really know what they're saying. They don't get this part where words mean something. Barack Obama, he's called the Parisian attack a setback. John Kerry, Secretary of State, which, I mean, John Kerry is the most emptiest of suits, said the other day that there was a rationale behind attacking Charlie Hebdo, which has to mean they said something the Islamics didn't like, so the attack I sort of get. That's what he was saying. When he gets out there and says code words like rationale or, reason or whatever, that's what he's saying. They didn't like what he had to say, so they attacked the magazine, killing people for attacking the magazine for an image or for words. And apparently that's okay. Apparently it's okay to be killed for your words or images as practice, as long as it's Islamics doing it. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not condoning any of the stuff I'm about to mention. There's pro-life people that blow up doctors for performing abortions, which is wrong. But that's bad when that happens. That's bad. And there's been 60 million children aborted here in the United States. If we want to get out there and compare fruits, let's get out there and compare some fruit. From the New York Daily News, Linda Stasi, perfect last name for somebody like her. She says, State Department must list gun-loving NRA as terrorist organization. Why? They don't list CARE as a terrorist organization or Muslims of America as a terrorist organization. Law enforcement knows that Muslims of America is a terrorist organization, training people. Stasi writes, it is the National Rifle Association and for their unending lobby that's kept a lid on gun control, and we now have 428 times more American deaths by guns than deaths by foreign terrorists. That's not the fault of the gun owners. The people that are committing all these crimes are 9 times out of 10 not listed as legal gun owners. New York Daily News wants to arbitrarily declare 5 million law-abiding American citizens terrorists and then deny them their constitutional rights. We're going back. We're going back. They are really pushing the edge of the envelope. If they were to actually succeed and the members of the NRA don't rise up and say, let's give them what they're looking for, I would be, wow. How can we sit around and get so fevered about foreign terrorists and look at these domestic terrorists and these domestic despots and domestic tyrants and the fifth column that is the press today and not sit back and feel the same fever for them? I don't know. Going into the next break, yes, it would have been a little bit different if there had been gun owners, concealed carriers, trained people during the Paris attacks. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio.
This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432.
This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Presidential candidate Donald Trump declared that Paris would have been a much, much different if some of the victims had been packing a gun. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich on Twitter sent out, imagine a theater with 10 or 15 concealed carry guns. Evil men have to be killed by good people. His 10 or 15 is based upon a premise of if concealed carry was allowed, the average that you would find in a group of people that size. We've seen various pundits and politicians step into this. They've shared their opinions on recent days as to whether or not France's restrictive gun laws played any role in this last terrorist attack or in any terrorist attack for that matter. They do like a big, soft, easy target. No doubt about it. Clearly, however, their gun laws in France were no impediment to the eight terrorists who brought firearms and explosives to the fight. However, here in the United States, and I guess all over the world, the gun controllers are making the argument that keeping everyone disarmed is somehow safer, which is, it's a stunning statement to make out loud. It's a stunning statement to make. Anti-gun activist Colleen Daly said that those who fire back at attacking gunmen have accidentally hit hundreds of innocence in recent years, including in one notorious incident at New York's Empire State Building. She writes, 8 other individuals went to the hospital. Those individuals were all shot by New York City police officers, said Daly. What we do know factually is more guns in those type of situations lead to more tragedy. So, let's get a few facts straight. The reason New York cops shoot so many of the wrong people is because they have a trigger that weighs more, 3 times as much as the gun. They have that trigger because when they went with the gun originally, when they jumped from revolvers to Glocks, which a revolver has, what, a 10-pound trigger pull? Something like that? I don't know. Glocks, coming out of the box, had a 5.5-pound trigger pull. No hammer going back to show, no cylinder rotating to let you know the gun is operating. Just a trigger. You know, the Glock pistol is exactly what it says it is. It has 3 safeties built into it. It's drop safe. It's all these other things. It doesn't keep idiots from shooting themselves, which was happening in New York. In New York City, you have a culture of people that have never owned guns who suddenly decide they want to be cops. They get a 2-week module on owning a gun, on handling a gun. Then they get given a gun and a badge and stuck out in the street. So these guys, these New York City police officers that were dealing with a murderer who had shot somebody out front, did shoot 8 and actually 9 more people than they needed to. And it's because of that 12-pound trigger. Anybody that's ever shot out there that gets the wrong trigger, has their finger on the wrong part of the trigger, you know what I mean. The trigger is very important. Bob Owens called Daly at the Illinois Council Against Handgun Violence to find out where she got her data. And she that those who fire back at attacking gunmen have accidentally hit hundreds of innocents. Of course, she didn't have any data supporting that at all. That's the old picadillo of the crossfire. She vaguely alluded to studies before suggesting that all she really had was the incident where the NYPD shot innocent bystanders, which didn't include any concealed carriers at all, because there aren't any. Well, there's 34,000 of them in, you know, the city of 8 million, and they don't go where these kind of things happen. Now, after speaking to Daly, Bob Owens called Gunsight, and he spoke to Sheriff Ken Campbell, the retired Boone County, Indiana sheriff. Spoke to him about a couple of courses they had announced earlier this year, emergency medical preparedness and active shooter terrorist response for civilians. The active shooter terrorist response class is focused on concealed carriers armed with handguns and will give concealed carriers the tools to respond to both lone wolf incidents and multiple attacker multi-venue attacks like Paris and Mumbai. Sheriff Campbell notes that in a crowd, a properly trained concealed carrier has a tactical advantage over the relatively poorly trained active shooter or terrorists, or even a small team of terrorists. If you have 500 or 100 good guys and 2 to 3 bad guys, you have the tactical advantage as a concealed carrier if you pick your moment. Active shooters, not terrorists, but active shooters are cowards. They are often cowards. They tend to be cowards and will often choose to kill themselves if they get a threat from either the police or me and you. We saw this in the New Life Church in 2007, the Clackamas Town Center Mall in December of 2012. Having the gun is not going to make all that happen just by default, though. I mean, this is something you got to invest in, folks. Being that kind of proficient takes a little bit of time. It doesn't take a lot, okay, but it does take some effort. Sheriff Campbell cited Gunsight founder Jeff Cooper in noting, just because you own the piano, that doesn't make you a musician. Get good vetted training on how to use concealed handgun, and you too stand a chance of ruining a terrorist or active shooter's plans. And most of you are surrounded by training, and you just don't know it. You just don't know it. In Michigan, as an example, you have everything from Rick Ector's academy, where he trains you to fight with a handgun, to the Michigan Defensive Firearms Institute, where you're full-on tactical training. You have that available. And other things that I haven't even mentioned. It is everywhere. Right now, here in South Carolina, there's this thing. Let me see if any of these boys are in the chat room. No, they're not in the chat room. In South Carolina, we've started something called the Club. I don't want to say we. I got added to it. And the Club is going to be a, it's going to be a training club. And while it's not going to be a school, we have property, and we can go out there and invite instructors to come and train us there. And we've got the place and we've got the student body. We get to negotiate with the instructor how much they might charge or might not. And we're going to train with him. We're going to train with him. So, I mean, and whoever that may be, we're going to train with females and males and, you know, whoever else is getting out there and doing stuff. So you can become proficient. It will take a little bit of work. And unfortunately, for those of us who value certain things like our family members and everything else, we really don't have a choice now, do we? We haven't had a choice for quite some time, but I mean now the pressure that I'm feeling from all sides, it's not getting to me just yet, but it is threatening to. And that's fine. We'll deal with it in whatever way we have to deal with it. But get out there and train. If you don't know where to go, if you have no idea of where to go, send me an email, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I got my email fixed yesterday, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Let me know where you are. I will find somebody around you. Here in the Southeast, for example, in South Carolina, we got trainers here in South Carolina. We got a very good regional trainer like Aaron Cowan. North Carolina, all over the place in North Carolina. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Vonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get, the number to get in. Remember, children, whenever you're speaking, use all of the consonants. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, in certain circles, I'm being viewed as bigoted and lacking in passion for my fellow man, and quite the absolutist. And all of that's fine. All of that is fine. And here's the for me, the bright point behind all of this is that if I have my way, everybody around me stays safe. And I'll take the labels. The labels that get laid on me mean nothing to me, absolutely. They mean nothing at all. They roll off of me. Call me what you want. Most of this is happening, of course, through the anonymity of the interwebs. On Facebook and all these other things. Very few people actually want to walk up on anybody and actually cross swords with them face to face. I've invited everybody who wants to do that, though, especially around here locally, to call into the show I'm filling in for tomorrow. And you can cross up with me there. If you dare. There are Americans here today that scoff at the idea of personal gun ownership. And I can say, simply look at Paris, and they will, and they'll say, well, you know, people here in the United States kill more people than terrorists do. Good job, media. Everybody's we're ignoring everything Boko Haram does. We're doing ignoring everything that ISIS does, all in the name of Allah. Lawlessness when it's got a sanction behind it. In a country that not only embraces Muslims, but goes above and beyond to accommodate Islam, we're seeing terrorist attacks on its people in a disturbingly brazen manner. And it's for a stupid reason. It's because the politicians got out there and created this welfare state, and that breeds laziness, and part of the laziness has been procreativity. So now the native Frenchmen, they're beginning to dwindle. In Greece, this has already happened. Why do you think Greece keeps having these financial crises? Because they've got too many people taking from the system and not enough people paying into the system. So let's import the most prolific group of people known to man, the Islamics, in there and let them take jobs and let them, because the Indians did it, the Pakistanis did it. They would too, because they look so much like them. This was the racist thing they were thinking in Europe. This is exactly what they were thinking. Now, here in the United States, we're fighting to keep really all of our rights. Our Second Amendment rights definitely are under attack. We're trying to expand our right to carry to ensure that more Americans have the opportunity to carry if they choose to do so. And we exist in a time when the world is in a very high degree of turmoil. And they want us to be bound by political correctness and silenced by the idealism of tolerance. Right now, the college students of Black Lives Matter and all of these other little cabals that have formed in college universities, which I got a question about this, concerning this. You know, the parents that pay for these little darlings to go to school, shouldn't they be calling their little darling up and saying, you know what, we went into debt to send you to school. You better be going to class and just shutting up. You're not there to change the school. You're there to get a degree. I don't know why that's not happening. But this idea that we have to shut up and say only what we're allowed to say and everything, that's not okay. That is not okay. We need to be able to talk about these very real threats to our people and our freedoms. And part of that's happening at college right now, in universities. Some of it happened right here in my state at University of South Carolina. They walked out of class, which is fine. You know what? Deans and heads of colleges, expel these people. Don't give in to their demands. Expel them. You don't get to get out there and say, I want to be known by my preferred personal pronoun. What's next? I am Bill, and I self-identify as a dirt clod. I want to be an eel. I self-identify as a cloud. All of that is very stupid, which is just as stupid for me as a man to get out there and say, well, I'm a woman. I'm a woman. It's pretty stupid for me to get out there and say any of that, you know. I still have the Y chromosome. I can have everything else redone. I can have things chopped off. I can have things dug in. I can have things inserted, but I still have the Y chromosome, or whatever chromosome it is that makes me a man. I got the male chromosome, put it that way. Can't take that away. Still a man. Still a man. When they excavate my skeleton years from now, they won't get out there and go, look, it's Caitlyn Jenner. They'll say it was a male. We cannot give in to this. And some of these people need to wise up. They need to get real. They need to understand what, you know, there's real threats out there. They will show up in your politically correct world and they will cut your head off and kick it around in the street. They'll drag your body around and hang your beheaded body from an overpass just to make a point. Instead, what we have here in the United States is we have a media, an opportunistic media, that will get out there and they see what's happened in France, and they'll take this as a reason to come after guns. When the American gun owner had nothing to do with that, we actually stopped stuff like that on a daily basis. So, you know what? We got to push back on all of this minutia that's going on right now. President Barack Obama, he is completely disconnected. He couldn't care less about me and you. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to explore that when we get back. For a man to be in politics, he doesn't like people. He doesn't care what his policies do to people. He doesn't care. He looked at the Parisian attacks and said, it's a setback. 129,132, however many people it was that were extinguished Friday night last week, killed for being somewhere. For being at a venue listening to music or being at a restaurant enjoying a meal or just walking past some of this. Being there got them killed, and it's not this crazed need for jihad and to spread Islam so everywhere there can be Sharia. No, this is extremists or whatever he wants to call them. And he can never say radical Islam. Radical Islam is bigger than just the ones committing the stuff, too. I mean, there's lots of people that cheer the American military from the sidelines that would get out there. Couldn't get them in basic training with a gun in their back. But they're complicit in the existence of the American military. So, there's not that much difference there between the two. The ones that are complicit, the ones that will condone this kind of behavior, they're just bad. But you know what? I'm here. And you can join me with this. In my presence, I'm going to say no. Maybe one day I'll be walked up on by a bunch of Black Lives Matters people or some college students that think they should get free college tuition and somebody else pay for it, and then they need to graduate and make $100,000 a year from the get-go. Maybe they can come up on and try to badger me into falling to them, submitting to them. These guys are employing the same tactic as Islam, if you want to make the correlation. They walk around in students screaming, you know, libraries screaming and everything. Nobody can study. Okay, you've got my attention. I'll sit up. Oh, I'm going to be personally attacked for not joining in the ranks. Okay, fine. I might need to go visit a college campus. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.